and wow, they all passed away. I'm so sorry to hear that.
Thank you. Things happen though.
Yeah, things happen.
Appreciate your sentiment.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Okay, and how long have you been with your father?
Almost 12 years.
Cool, awesome. How'd you guys meet?
We met up here at SDSU.
Oh, no kidding, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Gathering, party?
Church activity.
Church, okay. Did you go to church?
Yeah.
Which church?
We're LDS.
Okay. What kind of church is that?
People call us Mormons.
Okay, gotcha. Cool, okay. Awesome. And I have a couple clients of mine in Utah.
Yes, sir.
They're Mormons. Yeah, great people. And so what are some of the big goals, big dreams that you have that you want to accomplish?
Being able to provide well for and enjoy more time with my wife.
Okay.
At the same time, helping other people, as we've already talked about. Mm-hmm. And being able to travel more.
Where would you want to travel?
Where?
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking, let's start with Venice.
Venice, okay. I like Venice.
You've been there?
No, I'd love to go there. It looks awesome. That's why I like it.
It's fascinating. It's the only city in the whole world actually built on the water.
Right, right. Wow. You've been to Venice before?
No, oh, okay. I've never been to Europe yet. Oh,
okay. Yet.
The second place I want to go is in Australia.
Okay, Australia. Nice. Which they sent a lot of our senior brokers to Australia a couple months back. Mm-hmm. Came trip, all free.
It's,
so that's awesome. And perfect. Now, what would you kind of you want to be able to provide, help others, travel, do all these things? What kind of income do you think you need to be earning annually to be able to live that lifestyle?
At least 50 grand, if not double that.
Okay, 50 to 100. Okay. And if you can make more, would you?
Depending on what I have to do.
Okay. Now, if I was able to show you a way to be able to help a lot of people and do a lot of good missionary work helping others and be able to provide that type of lifestyle for your family, for your wife, right, for being able to travel and do all those things while doing meaningful work, is that something you take very serious?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to show you a little bit of what we do. I'll do a little bit of myself too, right? I appreciate you sharing those things about yourself.
Yes, sir.
And I was mentioning, and then we'll go over some of the things that we do, our expansion, what we do for clients, positions, okay. And all that. And so we'll learn a lot too. But I was born here in San Diego, like I said. I was raised in Playas. I moved over here when I turned 13. I've ended up playing for the Mexico national team under 16 for soccer.
Okay.
How many of you play any sports?
I played baseball and football.
Okay, cool. Did you ever want to pursue that professionally?
No.
Oh, okay.
Beyond Little League, I didn't do any baseball and I didn't do any organized football either.
Okay.
But I did play.
Oh, okay. Cool. And so I did that, and then my brother ended up playing for the Seattle Sounders up in Washington. So that was really cool.
The soccer team.
Correct, huh? It's a professional soccer team in Washington.
Okay.
He played pro too, and I was always fascinated by the wealth inequality in our country, and I was always fascinated by business. So at 16, I tried to start a company, and then it didn't work out, and then at 18, started my first online marketing company.
Okay.
And we did pretty well for the first year.
Sounds like you had a good time so far.
Yeah. And so we did pretty well, and then we got rid of it. We sold the company, and then I was fascinated by the financial markets, more or so by the education behind it. And so I was trying to figure out why there's very few wealthy people and why the majority are kind of living paycheck to paycheck, right?
Yes, sir.
There's a lot of people, right, in America.
Yes, sir.
And so I was trying to figure that disconnect, so I decided to go to an Institute of Trading and Portfolio Management from the UK. And I was in their training program to be a professional trader at Goldman Sachs. I don't know if you ever heard of Goldman Sachs before.
I've heard of them. In fact, they've been in the news recently, too.
They have. And so I was trading my way there, but I saw how corrupt that side of the industry really was. And these people are stealing people's money left and right.
Mm.
And Wall Street is stealing people's money left and right. And so I didn't want to pursue that, so I kind of took a step back and I went into banking. And I was in private banking for a couple of years. And there I saw the good, the bad, and the ugly of the financial industry.
Okay.
So I kind of took a step back, and luckily I got offered a position to work with a firm here. And I fell in love more with the mission and the vision for my company, which is, you know, some things I'll go over, you know, with you. But are you someone that has a big desire to win, is very ambitious, motivated? I can tell you're a good person. I can tell you have character and integrity. You can tell that right away from people.
Thank you.
But are you someone that's willing to work hard and wants to do good for others and be very ambitious? Is that you?
Yes, sir.
Okay, awesome. So I'll go over some of the things that we do. right? Yeah, I don't know if you've obviously seen the big pointy building in downtown San Francisco.
Yes, sir.
Cool. As a matter of fact, 3 weeks ago, I got the privilege to go to the last floor of that building.
Right.
I got the privilege to go to the last floor of the building.
Okay.
So the 48th floor. And got the opportunity to be able to train about 50 of our agents there. Out of 50,000 licensed agents we have, I got the opportunity to be one of the top 50, so that was really cool. Mm-hmm. And we have about 300 offices in the Bay Area, about 150 in LA, and only 5 in San Diego.
Okay.
So we're expanding, opening up more offices in San Diego.
Yes, sir.
Now, what we're doing is revolutionizing the way financial services are distributed in this great country. Because we look at most traditional financial institutions such as Morgan Stanley, Merrill Lynch, Charles Schwab. Have you heard of some of them?
Yes, sir.
Okay. They're great companies, don't get me wrong, but a lot of them are focused into helping the wealthiest 5% of the population. If you don't have a certain amount of assets, they're not going to pay attention to you, right?
Okay.
So what's happening is that the rest of our population gets left behind when it comes to financial education and financial literacy. Right?
Okay.
So what we've been able to do is break the barrier between the two, where we get to help everyday people, right? Well, so we teach everyday people what the wealthiest 1% does with their money.
Okay.
That's a big deal. And obviously for us to be able to do such a powerful thing, we would have to be backed up by a big powerhouse of a company named Aegon. Right?
They're out of the Netherlands, I remember.
Correct. Huh? The heck of the Netherlands. You looked up a couple things.
Yes, sir.
Awesome. And so in 1999, they decided to come to the U.S. and they bought us for $9.7 billion. And they gave us a lot of strength, a lot of backing, right? So we're part of the Aegon Group. And as a matter of fact, have you ever heard of the you've heard of the Wall Street Journal, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I think I have the article here. Let me see. They came up with an article on November 3rd of 2015, and they placed our parent company, Aegon, on the too big to fail list, stating that we're one of the 9 companies that are essential to the stability of the entire global financial system. So, and they also stated that Aegon earns most of its income through its U.S. subsidiary, Transamerica.
So basically, Transamerica is the tip of the spear.
Exactly. So we're kind of a big deal. In a good way, right?
Yes, sir.
And they also helped us become a non-captive company. So,
I'm sorry?
A non-captive company. So, a captive company, for example, who's your cell phone provider?
Track phone. I have a track phone. It's an Android, more specifically, the type of phone.
Okay. But who's the provider?
Mm-hmm.
AT&T, T-Mobile?
Well, I guess T-Mobile.
T-Mobile, okay. If we walk into T-Mobile, they can offer you AT&T, Verizon, or Sprint services, right?
Okay.
That's a captive company, a company that can only offer their own in-house products.
Okay.
Non-captive, have you ever been to Costco?
Yes, sir.
You go in there, you get to pick and choose whatever brand fits your needs, right?
Okay.
So we're non-captive.
Okay.
So we work with 75% of all the Fortune 500 financial institutions.
That's impressive.
Correct. So companies such as Pacific Life, Prudential, Nationwide, Voya Financial, Franklin Templeton Investments, every single big manufacturing financial institution wants to do business with us because of the amount of volume we bring
okay.
to the table. So whenever we sit down with a client or a family, we look at their needs and their goals, whether it's retirement, savings, investing, insurance, estate planning, debt management. We pair them up to whichever company is going to best fit them.
All right.
So didn't you think that's a lot more beneficial?
Yes. I've heard, how does this saying go? Provide for the masses and live with the classes?
Yes, I love that saying. If you serve the masses, you will dine with the classes. But if you serve the classes, you will dine with the masses. Exactly.
I'd rather serve the masses, thank you.
Exactly, and then dine with the classes,
mm-hmm.
right? That's what I'm talking about. So you are an ambitious person.
Yes, sir.
Good, because I, to be honest, like, I know you're not here to waste time. I'm not here to waste any time at all. I'm looking for people who want to go make $100,000 their first year here.
Yes, sir.
To start, but you got to be able to have the work ethics, right? So these are some of the products and services we offer and provide. Have you heard of some of them?
I've heard of most, if not all of those.
Perfect.
401k, annuities, IRAs. In fact, we've discussed some of those in class.
Okay.
I'm presently taking studying business administration.
Right.
We've had an accounting module. We've talked about financial literacy.
Good. Cool, cool. So, do you own any of these products yourself?
Honestly, other than, the typical savings account, other than that, no.
Okay, gotcha. Is saving for your future important to you?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So, we do everything when it comes to money all this, active money management, asset allocation, wealth preservation, estate planning, debt management, everything when it comes to money we do, except mortgages. We don't sell mortgages. But everything else you can think of, we do. That makes sense?
That makes sense.
So this is our mission statement, though, of having a family left behind. Could you agree that there's a lot of families being left behind financially in our country?
Yes, sir. Just look at the healthcare.
Right.
You know, with, even with Obamacare, if you will, the ACA, there's a lot of families still hurting, not well covered.
Exactly. And so, I mean, and I don't know if you ever been to like a grocery store at 92 and you see like a 75-year-old person working there, or a 65-year-old person working there.
They own only at Walmart, for that matter.
Exactly. And unfortunately, that's happening. In my opinion, that shouldn't be happening in one of the wealthiest countries in this world, right? But it's mainly because America's finance and America's retirement systems have been in the hands of Wall Street for the past 60 years. And in my opinion, they just haven't been doing the best job at all. I mean, we saw it happen in the market crash of 2001, 2002. You remember that?
And the real estate market about 7 years later.
Exactly. The housing bubble that, you know, went out in 08, 09. Mm-hmm. Do you know anybody that was affected by 08, 09?
Directly offhand, no.
But you've heard?
Yes. Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, all those.
Yep. Mm. Well, a lot of companies went bankrupt, right? A lot of people lost homes. A lot of 401ks looking like 201ks after that. Right.
Yes.
A lot of people lost a lot of money.
Yes.
One of my agents on Trini, as a matter of fact, she was just here. You probably saw her. I'm not going to point her out, but she lost 5 homes and 200 grand in 6 weeks.
Ow.
Another one of my agents, his neighbor committed suicide and left 3 kids in foster homes and a wife homeless. No estate planning, no life insurance, no trust, no savings, no emergency funds, nothing set up. Now, it's very unfortunate. But there were thousands of cases like that. And so our whole mission is to help and educate as many families as possible on how to prevent those things from happening and how to properly be set up for your present and your future. Okay. And that's the main important thing we do, helping people educate them on that, right?
Yes, sir.
Now, there's two types of families in the U.S., right? Family A, which is middle class of the population. Family B, which is the wealthiest 10%, right? These are a lot of the characteristics. 100 grand a year or less, have a job, 401k plan, rent a home, put money in the bank, credit card debt, and they mainly don't have a plan and advisor, right? And unfortunately, this is the majority of our population, right? I don't know how you grew up, but my family was over here for sure, right?
Yes.
I didn't come from a wealthy place at all. But we look over here at Family B, they typically make $250,000 a year more, so household income combined, business owners. Have you ever thought about owning a business?
In fact, I do own a business.
Oh, what kind of business do you own?
I work with Amway.
Oh, no kidding. Okay.
No kidding. Although I've been around the business for a while, honestly, I haven't developed it too well. I'm focusing on having it put together in case whatever I'm doing primarily
falls off or something.
Either falls off or I'm unemployed for a while.
Gotcha. I know everything about Amway. Actually, I met Dexter Yeager.
I've heard him speak.
Yeah. I had lunch with him when I was 13 years old.
Really?
Yeah. When did you get into Amway?
It's been a little while. I don't recall well.
Well, what was the first time you got started in Amway? Just
first the 90s? First time I remember going to a meeting was back in the early 90s.
Early 90s? Okay, cool. Because we've been around for a while.
Yes.
That's awesome. And interesting. Cool. Perfect. So, now, how about owning a big business? Would you rather own a big business? So you know the cash flow quadrant, right?
Yes, sir.
And you know.
With Kiyosaki.
Perfect. I had dinner with lunch with Kiyosaki when I was 16, right? So I was around a lot of these people, because my mother was a lawyer and a real estate developer in Mexico, and she also had a very successful online business back then.
Sweet.
And so she was around a lot of these people. So a diversified portfolio, they're debt free, maximize tax advantages. But guess what? They mainly do have a financial professional that's helping them get to the next level, right? So essentially what we do, help people go from here to here, so on and so forth, right?
Okay.
And we teach everyday people what the wealthiest 1% does with their money. They'll go on the news and they'll say they do something, but they turn around and do something completely different.
Mm-hmm.
And so we teach people that.
You teach them what they actually do.
Exactly.
As opposed to what they see on TV, which may or may not be the truth.
Never is.
Pardon me.
It never is. So we teach you exactly what they do, right? Now, what we do through education, right? On a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being that you know the very basics of finance, how money works, what the stock market is, how mutual funds work, a 10 that you could teach a seminar to 20,000 people on high frequency trading, where would you kind of rank yourself at?
Honestly, toward the lower end, about maybe two or three.
Perfect. I'm going to bring that 3 to a 7 in the next 10 minutes. Is that okay?
Okay.
Perfect. So the first rule that we help people understand, right? And this is what we teach people. This is what we do for a living, right? This is what we teach people, right? So the rule 72, have you ever heard of the rule?
I've heard of it.
Perfect. Do you know it by heart?
I can't quote it, but I've read it. Okay. I've studied it a few times. Okay. Well, throughout the years, many times, actually.
Okay. Could you tell me like how it works, or a recap is good?
Oh, I'd rather have the recap. I'm sorry.
No, you're good. But it's simple, but very powerful. If we take a percentage and divide it into 72, that's how long it takes our money to double.
Oh, that's right.
So, let's say, for example, you're 29, you have $10,000, you put in an account growing at 1% rate of return. One goes to 72.
72 times.
So, by the time you're dead, you have $20,000.
Okay.
4%, doubles every 18 years.
Okay.
Is that enough to retire?
Probably not.
Hell no. 6%, doubles a lot faster. But is that enough to retire?
I can probably not, especially in this part of the country.
Yeah, not even close. So, now, if we bump it up to 10%, how much money do you think we're going to have at 65? Just take a wild guess.
I'm sorry, you said?
If we take it to 10%, how much money do you think we're going to have at 65?
I'm not a good quick mathematician, honestly.
There's no right or wrong answer. What would you say? 100 grand, 200 grand?
Well, looking at how these are going, let's see. I'd say at least 160.
At least one more time.
Mm-hmm.
And then one after that. Imagine at 12%. Mm-hmm. Or 15% by time, even. Now we're talking, right?
Yes.
So while most banks give people less than 1%, they put their own money in a place making 6 to 20% a lot of money. We teach people where to put their money, where the banks are putting their own money, getting 6 to 20% rate of return. Does that make sense?
Okay.
So that's what we do. Now, we also help people understand the three different ways you can have your money grow in different types of accounts. There's about three different ways you can have your money grow, right? Now, the first way is called fixed accounts. You've heard about fixed growth, right?
Yes.
And savings accounts, bank CDs, right?
Yes,
okay. Or they're good, quote unquote, but because if the stock market goes down, you don't lose money, right? It's a fixed interest that you're earning on your account.
However, as our instructor has mentioned, keeping money in the savings account, we're actually losing money because
inflation is at 3 to 4%. Exactly. Right. So you're losing money safely. What I call it. And the other way you can have your money grow is called in variable accounts, right?
Okay.
And we offer all three in our office. We just like to help people understand their options, right?
Okay.
Because I can go into detail to every product that we do because it would be here for 2 days, right?
Yes, sir.
But it's like what we teach people, right? What does this kind of look like to you? What would you describe it as?
Well, the stock market for one.
Right? Someone told me before they lose the heart attack.
And what you need EKG type deal, yes.
This is the market. If the stock market goes up, you make money. If the stock market goes down, what?
I lose more money. Well, say I start out at $1,000, market goes up, I make $1,500, I'm up to $1,500. Market goes down, I lose money depending on how far it down goes. Mm-hmm. Might be $1,250, might even be down to $500. Less money than I invested initially.
Right. Well, think about this. If you start at $1,000 and the stock market drops 50%, where would that put you?
$500.
And the market goes back up 50%, where would that put you?
50% out of the 500 is 750.
750. So that means that if you lose 50%, you need 100% just to get back up to even. Not even to make a profit. Think about that. Unfortunately, this is where a lot of people like to gamble with their retirement money. This is where 401ks are, 403bs, TSPs, IRAs. Do you know where the market's going to be at Monday morning? Nobody knows. Right?
It can be either a bull or a bear. Nobody knows.
Exactly. Now, the market was down insanely on Monday morning. I don't know if you saw that. Dow dropped 6%.
I read a little bit about that.
The market dropped 6% in one day. That was the worst day in history this past week.
Even worse than the Great Depression era.
Correct.
Really?
In history. For one day. Now, and then the Great Depression, the market collapsed through multiple days. Okay. But just on one day segment, that's what happened. And 2 days ago, it dropped 4% again. Right?
That's 10% in a week.
Exactly. And it only rebounded 2%. If you lose 10%, you need 20% just to get back up to even. Exactly, right? So this is where a lot of people like to gamble with their time and money, right? This is where 401ks are, 403bs, TSPs, IRAs, right? Now, and this is my question, right? If you have, if you're married, you have full, you have kids, you have a full-time job, how on earth do you think you're going to be able to learn how exactly what assets to buy inside of your portfolio when you have people that study these for their entire life, right? Now, the other way you can have your money grow is called in indexed accounts, right? Now, here, your money is not inside the market, but it's tied to the market. If the market goes up, you participate in most of the upside. And when the market goes down, they lock in the profits and principal you lose a single dollar. Market goes back up, you participate in the upside. Market goes down, they lock in the profits and principal you lose a single dollar. You participate always in the upside, but not in the downside. How would you rather have your money grow long-term if you had the chance?
Indexed.
Okay. Have you ever heard about index before?
No, but I've read it a couple of the other pages you showed.
Cool. Okay. And this is where a lot of wealthy people grow most of their money. Now think about this. Think about how many people lost money in 2008, and if we talked to them and put them maybe into an index product, they wouldn't have lost anything. Think about that. That's a lot of people. Hopefully you're thinking of people that could have benefited from this too, right? Financial education is something that this country needs a lot more.
As Robert Kiyosaki mentions, I don't recall which books, but like Rich Dad's Prophecy,
mm-hmm.
perhaps even the Cashflow Quadrant,
mm-hmm.
you know, two or three books, he talks about financial intelligence.
Exactly.
As well as emotional intelligence, for that matter.
Exactly. Yep. Emotional intelligence is a big deal, right? Traditional education will make you a living, right? But self-education will make you a fortune, right? So, Jim Rohn, all those guys.
Yes, sir.
Right? You ever heard of Tony Robbins, too?
Yes.
Okay.
In fact, I have one or two of his books as well.
Nice. We just hired him for our company. He did a conference for qualifiers. I went. It was awesome.
Cool. It was a cool
place. And
he lives right here in San Diego, as I understand.
Yeah, he has a place here. One of our agency chairmen is neighbors with him in multiple homes.
Hmm.
So we have some really good connections.
Good deal. Yeah.
So now we also help people understand the three ways they can have the money get taxed and earnings, right? Now, later, and advantage. So to put it into layman's terms, right? Taxed now, you get taxed at the end of the year when you grow your money here. Taxed later, you don't get taxed on the money that goes in. You don't get taxed when it grows, you get taxed when you take it out.
Okay.
Right? So let's say, for example, you go to Home Depot and you buy a $100 bag of seeds. You grab your seeds that cost you $100, you go outside, you plant those seeds, and it grows to become $1 million harvest. Would you rather get taxed on $1 million or the $100 bag of seeds?
I'd rather get taxed on $100.
Hell yeah. Right? But these are telling you the complete opposite. 401ks, 403bs, IRAs, and annuities are saying, no, we're going to tax you when you take your money out. 40 to 50%. Did you know that?
No.
40 to 50%. 30% federal taxes, 10% state taxes, and about 10% in different hidden fees on average. So if you grow $500,000 in a 401k, you'd be lucky to get 250 out of it. Yet nobody knows this, because nobody's taught this stuff. Everybody's just getting sold products. We like to help people understand their actual options, because we can do it all. But it's what's best for people. Do you see what I mean? Now, tax advantage, you get taxed on the seeds. So on the money that you put in, you're getting taxed on it. So on the growth, it doesn't get taxed. And when you take it out, it also doesn't get taxed.
So what are the differences between the tax and the tax advantage?
Just saying, you're basically getting taxed twice. So on the money that goes in, you pay taxes on that money, right?
Sales tax, well, in the case
income
of the
tax,
seeds.
Rather say, exactly. So you buy in the seeds, you buy the sales tax, right? Now, it grows to become $1 million harvest, right? That year, let's say year one, it grows to from $100 to $500, right?
Okay.
On the 400, that year, you're going to get taxed on it.
Okay, like you said, getting taxed twice.
Exactly. Here, you only get taxed on the seed.
The initial investment.
Correct.
Okay.
So on the growth, it doesn't get taxed. When you take it out, also it doesn't get taxed. Like, it's tax exempt. And that exists. Mini bonds, Roth IRAs, executive bonus bonds, IULs, cash commission, different insurance policies. Right? How would you rather have your money get taxed?
Get advantage. IULs? What are those?
If you don't mind me asking, how old are you?
45.
Okay, perfect. These type of assets are the type of assets that the wealthiest 1% have been realizing since 1913.
Mm-hmm.
When that Internal Revenue Code came out, that allows all this to happen. We can get more in depth into that another time.
Okay.
Right? But think about this. How would you really have your money grow? Variable and taxed later, or index and tax advantage?
Index and tax advantage.
Perfect. How many people do you think would rather learn how to do that instead?
Basically everybody.
A lot of people. But the people don't know their options. And people are not educated enough on a lot of these options. That's what we do. That makes sense?
Yes, sir.
So, in a nutshell, right, I didn't go over any specific product because there's many things that we can do, like IULs. We do a lot of those, right? Executive bonus plans, right? But, you know, to kind of give you a picture, like, right, we help people understand their options, educate them, right, and then we help them out. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Put a plan in place, right? And we help people in these, on all these six areas. Increase cash flow. This is why you're here, right? College planning, emergency funds, prop protection, building wealth, and preserving that wealth, right? We help a lot of clients that way.
Okay.
By the way, we don't do any knocking on doors, any cold call sales, nothing like that, right? We have a system.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to go over the most important slide out of today.
Okay.
I'm looking for the people that catch this, so hopefully you can catch this. If you're an Amway guy, I think you know how to catch this. Now, have you ever heard about the baby boomer generation?
Yes.
Okay. You're not a baby boomer, right?
No.
No. Parents were. Are they still alive?
Actually, my parents were both born during World War II, so they're toward the end of the generation prior to the baby boomers.
Prior to the baby boomers. Gotcha. Okay.
And so, to answer your question, Dad's still around, but Mom died.
Okay. Gotcha. Gotcha. And how old is your pops?
77.
Cool. Where does he live?
St. Louis.
Oh, wow. You visit him often?
No.
Okay. He's kind of just retired, doing his thing.
Right now, he's recovering from an operation.
Gotcha. It gets tough at that age, huh?
Yes, sir.
So the baby boomers, right? Over 78 million people were born between 1946 and 1964. Right? It doubled the birth rate in America. Right? Okay. All the soldiers were coming back from World War II, and there was no TV, I guess. And they just got to work. Right?
Okay.
That's my theory on it, right? Right, Andy?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. Definitely. Right. And now in business, there's something called supply and demand, right? You know that, right? Yes, if there's a high demand for what you do, and you can supply it, you have a big business, right? Now, if you could predict what the baby boomers wanted and needed before they ever wanted it and needed it, you have a shot at becoming wealthy. Now, when I say baby food, what's the first company that comes to your mind?
Gerber.
You know, Gerber was not even selling a million jars total in production before the baby boomers? And the babies were born over a million jars a week. It's all about supply and demand.
Yes, sir.
They position themselves, right? Now you have 70 million babies and they want toys. Hasbro blew up, Mattel blew up, G.I. Joe's, right?
Yes.
All the toy manufacturing companies blew up.
Fisher Price,
exactly. Mm-hmm. Now you have families of 20 kids and they don't fit in the small restaurants that we had back in the day. So guess what? The fast food concept came out.
McDonald's, Burger King, exactly. Pizza Hut, whatever.
Exactly. Did you ever watch the movie The Founder?
No.
Okay. That's how McDonald's blew up. You should watch that movie.
It was about Ray Kroc,
apparently. Exactly, yeah.
I read Behind the Arches, anyway.
Oh, you have? Okay, so it covers a lot of the book. The movie is a good movie. And then car industry blew up, right? Because guess what? You have a bunch of 18-year-old kids that want to drive a fast car. Camaros, Challengers, Chargers, Mustangs, Corvettes. They called it Motor City Detroit. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, everybody was blowing up. GM, right?
Yes, sir.
Now, I'll bring a full circle to you in just a second, right? But now you have 70 million people wanting to buy a home, right? And everybody wants a white picket fence with a golden retriever. Perfect family, right?
Yes.
And now everybody and their grandma was doing real estate back in the day and they were making a ton of money. You have real estate agents making 30 grand, 40 grand a month, right? 50 grand a month back then.
Okay.
Right?
Pardon me?
No worries.
Continue.
Now, the real estate industry has changed a lot, right? Do you know any real estate agents or brokers?
Not all that well, no.
Okay. Now the average real estate agent sells half a house per year.
That's not too good.
Not at all. So then, something historic happened in 2011. The first baby boomer turned 65 in 2011. Now, there's 10,000 people wanting to retire per day. 10,000 of people as we speak. So, as a matter of fact, what do you think, what also do you think came out in 2010-11? The Camaro came back. So the Camaro was built back then, they stopped making it, and guess what, baby boomers were starting to retire. They came back with a Camaro on a more modernized version,
mm-hmm.
to what? Appeal to the baby boomers. That's
okay.
That's why you know you go on the freeway and you see like a 65, 80-year-old person driving a Camaro. You're like, why are they going so slow? Right? It's called marketing. They're reappealing to the younger generation, right?
Okay.
Now, there's 10,000 people wanting to retire per day, and the baby boomers created $60 trillion in wealth. $60 trillion in wealth. So they're saying the next 15 to 25 years is going to be $60 trillion exchanging hands. $30 trillion of that is going to the millennial generation. What do you think the other $30 trillion is going?
That's a good question.
Taxes.
Well, that makes sense.
Is that terrible, though?
Yes.
And so these people need a financial professional that's going to be able to help them how to keep most of their money, how to get more tax advantages, how to grow their money index maybe, right? And help them out. At the same time, people need people they can relate to as well. So also, the average financial professional is a baby boomer. So almost all financial professionals are retiring. So while the need for our industry is growing, our industry is sinking. Exactly. So there's a high demand for what we do and our industry is shrinking. Nearly half of all advisors are over the age of 55 and nearly a third will retire in the next decade, leaving an estimated shortfall of 200,000 advisors by year 2022.
And that's only 4 years from now.
Exactly. And that's just on the advisory side. We have life license agents, health license agents, we have money managers. There's different designations, right? So now, if there's a high demand for what we do, right, and our industry is shrinking, out of 4,200 broker-dealers in North America, 4,200 broker-dealers in North America like our company, only two had positive growth agency-wise last year. Number two was LPL Financial. I've never even heard of LPL.
I don't think so.
And the second, they had a 3% growth.
Okay.
We were number one, 65% growth. That's a huge difference. Because yes, we understood that it's that people need people they can relate to. And we also understood that it's about distribution.
Pardon me,
we understood that it's about distribution. Who do you think sells more coffee, McDonald's or Starbucks?
That's a good question. Well, Starbucks that's their main deal.
Right.
So I'd say Starbucks.
Okay, actually McDonald's, because they have more distribution outlets.
Oh, that makes sense.
It's about distribution. Ray Kroc wasn't in the hamburger business, he was in the distribution business.
I also heard he said he's in the real estate business for that matter.
Correct. And with distribution attached to it because he started to own the property and the land that he was building at. Right?
And basically he leased out the restaurants or had the franchises established. He's like, you may own the restaurant, but I own the land it's on.
Exactly. So he made a lot of money on that. So we understood that we're in the distribution business, right? So hopefully you caught that.
Okay.
Right? And we're not looking for employees. We're looking for business partners.
Okay.
We're all self-employed here, right?
Yes, sir.
We're all 1099. Okay. It's a lot better than being an employee.
Oh yes, sir.
Now I'm gonna show you something real quick, right? We get paid tons of different ways, but I'm gonna show you something that happens every day. Let's say, for example, you were helping one client a week, right? That's very part-time, right? Just helping one client a week.
Okay.
Now, the average person puts about $500 a month into their 401k, which is variable and tax later, which is not good in my opinion, right? Now, if you were helping one client a week save $200, so a lot lower, into an index tax advantage, which is better for them, just helping one client a week. That makes sense? Saving $200 a month into an index tax advantage strategy, right?
Mm-hmm.
At an associate contract coming out of our orientation program, you'd be making $4,300 a month, over $51,000 per year. Just helping one client a week, save $200 a month into something better for them. Into an index tax advantage strategy instead of variable or tax later. Right? It's very part-time. Just helping one client a week. A couple hours out of the week, right? Now, I know this is coming out of our orientation program out of an associate contract, right? Now, I know $51,000 a year is not a lot of money, but what if I deposited $51,000 into your bank account last year?
Would have helped them considerably.
Right. Now, have you ever been in leadership?
Yes.
Okay, how many people have you led total?
About 40.
Okay, perfect.
Come on, directly leading, about 40.
Let's bring those 40 headaches down to 10. Okay, so now, since you saw, right, we do everything when it comes to finances, we do, right? And we help people educate them and do all that. Now, we're also in the distribution business.
Okay.
Right. Isn't Amway in the distribution business?
Yes.
That's why they. That's why Jaeger and them make a lot of money, right? So here, you also are allowed to build your own team, to build your own agency within the company, similar to the real estate industry, right? Now, let's say, for example, you are helping one client a week yourself, and then you teach 10 agents how to help one client a week. So you become a senior broker, right? Which is my position now, an SMD, senior marketing director. Let's say now you're a senior marketing director, and to be a senior marketing director, you only need 10 licensed agents, right?
Okay.
Not 1,000 people buying your vitamins, just 10 licensed agents, right?
Okay, 1,000 people buying vitamins, okay. Continue, right. Please.
And let's say half of your agents are not doing anything, and only the other half are helping one client a week. And you're also helping one client a week.
So that's 6 of the 11.
So let's say five of the 10 are helping one client a week, and then you're also helping one client a week.
Okay.
Now you're making $23,000 a month, over $281,000 per year, right? Now, this is building an agency. Would you rather just be an agent, or would you rather build an agency?
I'd rather be the man in charge, rather than build the agency.
Exactly. Now, have you ever heard of Merrill Lynch?
Yes.
Okay. Would you rather work for Merrill Lynch, or would you rather be Merrill Lynch?
Rather be.
Exactly. But when you go work for those institutions, they don't allow you to build a team. Here, you do. And you have ownership over that. Does that make sense?
Okay.
You can will your agent code, right? So your business code number, you can will that, similar to an MLM business, right? You can pass it on to people, to your kids.
Okay.
You can inherit it, wife, whatever the case would be. It's passive income, right? Now, we get paid tons of different ways. Personal income, if you help a client, you get paid to do so. Agency income, if you build an agency and someone in your team helps a family, they get paid, and then you also get paid an override income.
Okay, kind of like an indirect commission, I guess.
Correct, kind of leveraged income, right? Now, expansion income, if you open up your own office, you also get paid to do so, to expand. Now, bonus income, you get paid tons of different bonuses per month. And then recurring income, real passive income. Every year you get paid for work you did once. So these are different incomes across the board in the United States. Average $68,000 per year, highest $593,000 on a senior marketing director. Senior marketing director with one more license, average $81,000, highest $908,000. Executive marketing director, $210,000 average, highest $1.1. CEO marketing director, $472,000, highest $1.9. So on and so forth. We have a couple people making about $18 million a year, right? For the very ambitious people. So we don't believe in management, we believe in leadership.
Okay.
Leadership is everything. You studied John Maxwell, I assume.
I have Dr. Maxwell's works with me.
Awesome. He's a hell of a guy. And he used to be a pastor at the Skyline Church.
Excuse me?
He used to be a pastor here in San Diego.
Yes, yeah. Skyline
Church.
Yes.
Yeah. And so this is Eric Olson and Sandra Soto. Eric Olson he just turned 35. And last year he made $6.1 million. He started 15 years ago when he was 20, 21. And his background, he was just he was collecting tickets at the airport at San Jose.
Okay.
And he was the captain of his football team at San Jose State University. Came into business 15 years later, making over $6 million a year. And his goal is to become a billionaire in the next 10, 20 years, right? Now, Paul Hart, he used to be a mechanic. Him and his wife came into business with us about 12 years ago. Now they're making a passive income, over 800 grand a year. Juan Jaime from Mexico, making over $1 million a year passive. Chip and Linda Pallet, over 600 grand a year passive. They've been in business 8 years. He's Mario Bena, 29 years old, making over... is $750,000 a year, and he just got married. He used to be a soccer player and a college dropout. They used to own an import-export business. He used to work for Merrill Lynch. They used to be real estate brokers. He used to be a Marine. She used to be a nurse. He used to be a football player. He used to work at 24 Hour Fitness, and he used to be a college student. Everybody making between 500 grand a year in passive income to $6-8 million a year in passive income, right? Now, do you like getting recognized?
Excuse me?
Do you like getting recognized?
Yeah, that's not the first thing on my desires list, but yes.
It would be nice, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So most people get recognized for being late at their job, right? Now, we go on about 4 company pay trips per year. We go to Cabo. We're going to Cabo in a couple months. We're going to Singapore and Thailand. We're going to Australia. We're going to Hawaii. And then we're going to St. Martin all of the next 12 months.
And you just mentioned your trip to Australia. Some folks went to Australia.
Not going
to
go yet, correct? Huh? We'll come back. So every year, this is our private villa in St. Martin. We donate a lot of money to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, to the WFG Foundation. This Eric Olson in the front cover of Finance Magazine. This is Eric Olson in Forbes Magazine with Warren Buffett.
I was going to say, that one's called Mr. Buffett.
Yeah. It's kind of hard to get into Forbes, isn't it?
Yes.
Forbes did a 4-page spread on everybody in our company making over $1 million a year. And they came up with this statistic. We have the most 6-figure earners than any other company in the U.S. Than any other company. Our odds are this. 1 in 2 of our agents make $50,000 a year. 1 in 4 make $100,000 a year. 1 in 9 make $250,000. 1 in 27 make over $500,000. And 1 in 79 make over $1 million per year. We have one new person crossing over $100,000 a year every 8 hours across the board, right?
3 a day.
Because we have such a system, right? They give us rings and watches for recognition. We go on a lot of trips. So we believe in the 5S. We believe that faith and family come first, finance and fitness and fun. So that's our motto. So that's essentially what we do. Now, these are the different options, right? I'll kind of go over them. But what did you like best about what we do? More of like the helping families, the financial education, or the business opportunity, income opportunity, or kind of both? What did you like best?
I like both.
Okay.
I figure focusing on helping other people, I eventually, as Zig Ziglar says, helping other people get what they want, you'll eventually get what you want as well.
Exactly. If you help enough people get where they want to go, you'll eventually get to where you want to go. And that's what we believe in. And that's exactly how our structure here in this business is. So let me go over the 3 different businesses that we want to fill out, right? We have a referral program, right, which is at a 25% contract level with a firm, making over, most of these people only make an extra $500 to $1,000 a month. Very little, because all they do is they get qualified to work with a firm, they get their license, and they just refer potential business over. But most of them only refer like 1 or 2 potential clients per month. Okay. And so when we help that client, we split the profit 50-50.
Pardon me.
We do have some referral agents that are CPAs, accountants, lawyers, and doctors that make over $100,000 to $250,000 a year. But that's because they already have a big book of business and they just refer them over. Does that make sense?
Okay.
So we're not looking for too many referral agents. We have our part-time twin courier, which is more of what we're looking for, at a 45% contract level with our firm, making over $3,000 a month part-time to $5,000 a month part-time. That could be 10, 15 hours a week here and there. Flexible schedule, because we're all independent business owners, right? And through our training program coming out of orientation. Then full-time senior brokers like myself, you gotta be able to learn how to train someone on how to help a family and how to build an agency at an 85% contract level with our firm, making over $10,000 a month, plus more income, plus stock options, plus bonus, plus residuals, plus incentives, plus a lot of pluses.
Okay.
So I'm not saying we can, but if we were able to get your proof to work with our firm, where would you see yourself starting off?
Great question. Honestly, I'd like to start here, but I've probably worked in one of these 2 categories.
And then work your way up? Okay, that's exactly what I was thinking. Maybe more like, you know, like the referral part-time, learning the business, learning how to help families, learning how to get licensed, how to build an agency and all that, right? And then little by little, we can help you go into full-time, you know, if that's the case.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Now, I work with people that have these 3 qualities, because I get super busy, we're super busy, I'm sure you're busy too, right? But I work with people that have these 3 qualities. You have the biggest one, which is in character, and I know you have a lot of character.
Thank you.
I can tell. So I have people that have coachability, they're coachable, credibility, and then commitment.
Oh, for C's.
Correct. So do you think you have those?
Yes.
Okay. So what are some of the qualities that you have that you think you can add to the table?
On top of the humility and, well, the punctuality, as we talked about it initially, the initiative.
Awesome.
The reliability.
Okay.
and the integrity. I'll say right off the top of my head.
Those are the biggest one. Those are great qualities. I think just from like the type of mindset that you have when it comes to personal development and all that, and being and wanting to own a business, right? I think you have the great, the good qualities that we're looking for, you know, when it comes to having people here with the firm.
Yes, sir.
And that now we got to be able to run a background check. Is everything good with your background?
Other than maybe some credit concerns.
Oh, that's fine. Do you have no DUIs? License suspended? Misdemeanors, felonies? Okay. And then the other one is setting up your 1099, right? When you're an independent business owner, you file a 1099 tax form, right? And then the other one is getting your agent code. That agent code is how the company recognizes you, right? In Amway, it's called an IBO, right?
Yes, sir.
So that agent code is, we get paid twice a week, every Tuesday and every Friday. It's also what allows you to come into our facility and utilize our facility for trainings. It's what allows you to work with all the companies that we work with, Pacific Life, Boya, Transamerica, all of them, right? And it's how the company recognizes you. Now, for us to be able to run your application, it's a $100 processing application fee. And that goes to cover your background check, set up your 1099, and then get in that agent code, which is how the company recognizes you.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
So now, because you're going to be owning, the reason why the company doesn't pay for your business code number is because you own that business code number.
Okay.
And you can build enough value under your code number. Does that make sense?
I believe I understand you, sir.
So now, any reason why we shouldn't see if we can get you qualified to work with that firm?
Well, honestly, I don't have the $100 right now.
Okay.
Secondly, pardon me. I wasn't too sure what to expect out of today's meeting other than learning more about Transamerica, right, and what you folks do.
Mm-hmm.
I've started a little bit online. I don't remember what all we mentioned the night we met, other than your financial services company.
Uh-huh.
pardon me. And I was thinking I'd like to take at least a few days to decide what would be best for me.
Right. Absolutely. So, is it okay if I'm very honest with you, very straightforward with you? Perfect. Because you seem like, I'm always honest with people. I'm always straightforward because I have the best intentions. Does that make sense?
Yes,
you know what I mean? You can tell that I'm a very just genuine person, just talking straightforward to people, right? That's just how I am, right?
Yes, sir.
But so let me ask you a question, right? Because we still got to see if we can get you approved, right? Now, and I understand you don't have the $100 for your application, right? But so if you're at the, and don't take offense whatsoever, right? But if you're at the age of this age where you're at, and all the accomplishments you've had in your life, right? And all the things that you've done, and all the learning experiences and the careers that you've taken up to this point, right? And $100, and I've been in this situation, right? And $100 isn't a barrier, right? At this point in our lives, right? If you don't change something, nothing changes, right? Think about that. If the definition of insanity is doing the same things over and over and over again, expecting a different result.
Yes, right? Sir.
So, let's help you come up with that and figure that out when it comes to like the application fee, right? And let's see if we can get you approved. No, and then let's go from there. That makes sense.
It makes sense, but I would actually appreciate the idea.
Mm-hmm.
However, I'd still like to basically take a couple of days to basically discern and determine which way I want to go.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, I'm thinking about it. Do you have a business card, sir?
I do have a business card. Okay. So this is what we'll do. I'm going to give you an exit packet, okay?
Okay.
And you have Andres's phone number, right?
Yes, sir.
So this is, listen to this CD. This is our company story. A little bit. It kind of goes over some of the things I went over. This is Ed Milette. He started working with our firm about 25 years ago. He's now worth over $300 million, and he's, you know, best friends with Tony Robbins. And these are some of the top of the companies that we work with. You can look up some of those companies. Any questions that you might have that I'll be able to answer right off the bat?
Well, we were talking about before your background and stuff,
mm-hmm.
and pardon me for the repetition, but why did you get involved in the financial services industry? Specifically here in Transamerica. You cover Transamerica, but
mm-hmm.
I don't remember hearing why you got involved in finances
in general. I was very intrigued by the wealth inequality in our country.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And what do you see, first of all, the company, Transamerica,
mm-hmm.
and secondly, yourself in, say, 5 years?
So 5 years, I'll be able to have 20 offices here in San Diego, and I'll 5 years from now, I'll be earning about $3 million per year. My net worth will be about $20 million, and I'll be able to help and develop at least 50 people make $100,000 a year in the next 5 years.
One of whom is sitting on my right.
100%. He'll be at least at $500,000 to $1 million a year. So, and my goal is to open 100 offices in San Diego in the next 10 years.
Okay.
100 offices. And my goal is to develop 1,000 millionaires. 1,000 people earning over $1 million a year in the next 20 years.
And if I may direct a question or two to Andres, why did you get involved in the financial services industry?
Well, for me personally, I was looking for something that I can really build and call my own. And I knew him before, and I saw how well he was doing. And I always looked up to him as a person, as an individual. And I was always asking him for advice. And one day he actually asked me, you know what? If you're willing to actually commit, I'll personally mentor you. Come by my office. And then that's when I ran by this great opportunity.
Yep.
And from there, the rest is history.
Okay.
Yeah, now I'm directly to him, and you know, he's there whenever I need him to ask questions.
Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
In 5 years, I definitely see myself owning my own office just like this. Hopefully making around at least $1 million a year. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely. And the way things are going right now, I'd say it's definitely going to happen.
Another question. Granted, being an independent business owner, an independent contractor, to a point I run my own hours, but what would a typical day be like, if there is such a thing?
Well, obviously, we go on an appointment basis, but we have trainings every Wednesday at 7 p.m. and every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Okay.
We have different conferences and all that, so it depends on the individual, but we have a system. There's a reason why we're very successful, because we have a system in place.
Well, that's one thing that I learned in the meetings, Amway meetings I've attended. McDonald's, talking about systems.
Systems, yeah, exactly.
They don't serve pizza, they don't serve Pepsi for that matter.
It's a system, exactly.
And the arches aren't painted blue.
Exactly, exactly. It's all the same.
Same thing, deal.
That's why people buy that franchise, right? Well, let me ask you a question. Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Easily making $1 million.
Okay.
If not more like 5 or 10.
Okay.
Owning at least a couple of houses, one here in the San Diego area.
Awesome.
Being able to travel like we were talking about earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Having at least a good $500,000 in each of like 4 different accounts is $2 million.
Awesome. Perfect. Well, let's just go ahead and take this out, and then here's one of my business cards, and then give Andres or me a call to my cell phone. If I don't answer, go ahead and leave me a voicemail, and I'll give you a call right back. And
okay.
So we can obviously see where you stand. But obviously, I mean, we're not looking for everybody. You probably already know that, right?
Sure.
And we don't wait on people. So, you know, you can either, you know, give us a call, see where you stand, and, you know, see if we can even get you approved, because we obviously don't approve just anybody, right? But you do give us a good impression, and so, and we'll consider you.
Alrighty, pardon me, I'm a bit tired.
No, you're good.
I love this eagle. It's a bronze eagle, yes?
Yes. Yes, yes.
Relentless, I like that.
So we get a lot of awards every year, you know. The recognition is good, it drives performance, right?
Alright, good deal. Well, thank you for your time.
Absolutely. Well, how about this? Go ahead and walk you out.
Alright.
And we'll meet you some other time.
Sure. Oh, I do have another question that I may have mentioned. Well, Andres knows I know the energy one, and I
okay.
Those might be a couple of challenges that we have to. Well, they are a couple of challenges, and I'm not sure offhand how we overcome them.
Right.
Especially if my clients end up being in different parts of the county,
right.
That might be a bit of a hurdle.
We can always figure it out.
All right.
If there's a will, there's a way.
Yes, sir.
Good. Right?
Yes, sir.
The why has to be greater than everything else. Right?
Yes, sir.
Perfect.
Well, have a good afternoon. Enjoy the rest of the rest of your weekend. Oh, pardon me, please.
You as well.
Thank you for your time. Appreciate it.
Oh, I don't know. I don't think I shook your hand yet today, Andres.
No.
After you?
Oh, thank you.
All right.
Did you point the... in the front or the back?
I'm sorry?
Oh, do you know where you parked? Maybe in the front of the van?
I don't have a car.
How are you getting back?
I'm walking to the front. It's the bus station. The bus stop.
The one down here?
Yeah, it was 20 minutes. Yeah, okay. I need to remind you, I need to find the directions. I actually got a ride here.
Okay.
I required an appointment. The gentleman I met at the appointment, met with at the appointment, brought me here.
Okay.
To see. I'm gonna head the directions. Well, anyway, that should be good. Let me put this in here for a couple minutes.
Definitely. Go ahead and give that a listen as soon as you get home.
Huh?
Go ahead and give this one a listen as soon as you get home.
Okay. Well, I should be good.
Alrighty.
I just need to figure out how to get to the bus stop.
Yes.
Okay. Well, enjoy the rest of your weekend as well, Andres. Pleasure seeing you again.
Thank you. Likewise. Alright. You have a great day.